Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, David.
A huge crowd turned out for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I was watching some of the speeches afterward, including Chipper Jones and others in the crowd. But the Legends Parade, that's probably one of the most exciting things. And, of course, that was on Saturday. But explain how the weekend went there.
Yeah, well, as you probably heard by now, David, this was the second biggest crowd at a Baseball Hall of Fame induction. 52,000 compared to 83,000 for Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn back in 2007. Of course, there were six inductees, the most since 1971, so that helps. Now, they weren't huge, huge names, but they were big names. Chipper Jones and Vladimir Guerrero, for instance, and they were geographically diverse. Chipper from Atlanta, Jack Morris and Alan Trammell from Detroit. Guerrero played the longest in L.A., but he spent time in Montreal, so the crowd came down from there, too. In addition to the six, 51 Hall of Famers were on the podium, so 57 total is the largest number of Hall of Famers in Cooperstown at one time, and that's pretty interesting, too. As you mentioned, one way to gauge the crowd in advance of induction is a turnout at the Parade of Legends on Main Street the evening before. By the entrance to the hall, I've seen the crowd six or seven deep. Last Saturday, it was eight or nine deep, and that's a lot of folks. Because there were six inductees, the ceremony lasted a little over 3 hours, but, you know, as you heard, the speeches were great, time went quickly, the sun was in and out of the clouds, and that makes the afternoon very comfortable. Chipper Jones and Jack Morris's speeches had a lot of humor, that helps, but Chipper and the two Tigers, Morris and Trammell, spent their whole careers with one team in one city. As you know, that's unusual, and that enriched their memories and their affection for their fans and the friends that they made along the way, so it was very, very nice. Jim Thome spent a lot of time, oh, by the way, his daughter, Lila, sang the national anthem and hit that high note. That was very beautiful. Jim Thome spent a lot of time talking about his relationship with Charlie Manuel, who coached him in the minors, and later they were both at Cleveland together. From the beginning, the two men clicked. Charlie Manuel was the mentor, and Jim Thome wanted to listen. Early in their relationship, Charlie told Thome, "You can hit as many home runs as you want to hit. It's up to you." And that set Thome on fire. Manuel offered him the guidance, lots of it, but it was Thome who had to practice hour after hour, day after day. You got a sense of baseball as a discipline like ballet or figure skating. You need talent, but it takes a lot of work. Of course, this is just the beginning of a real good run. We've got some huge names coming. Next year, Mariano Rivera, Jeter in 2020, and David Ortiz in 2022. And, you know, as I've told you before, I think everybody should come to an induction at least once. Next year's is Sunday, June 21, a week earlier than most. So listeners in the Capital District, mark your calendars. You'll have a lot of fun.
Are there any measures of what a weekend like that does to Cooperstown economically?
You know, the security is getting tougher and tougher. And so Friday evening, downtown was almost deserted. I went down to try to get a bite of supper and was able to park within a couple of hundred steps of Main Street. And the restaurant where we had supper, there were, you know, a couple of three tables vacant most of the time we were there. So I'm not sure what's going on. But, you know, obviously 53,000 people is a huge economic shot in the arm.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks.
Super, super, David.